It's a step down the alert levels for Northland, with the region moving down to alert level 2 at midnight tomorrow. But the north stays cut off from the rest of the country, with Auckland staying at the current settings for at least another 2 weeks. Waikato is also staying at alert level 3, but that will be reviewed on Friday. On the quiet streets of Hamilton a short time ago, the news of staying at level 3 brought a mixed reaction.
I wonder about the wisdom of it.
I guess it works, but just in regards to school, it's a real bummer because exams are coming up and it's really tricky.
I guess with all the information that's come to hand, it's probably the expected decision and hopefully the most sensible one.
It's necessary, I'd say. Not ideal for me personally, but you know, if it's needed to be done, it's needed to be done. I'm not going to complain about it.
Well, they obviously have more information than I do, so if they think it's warranted, then it's keeping us safe.
For businesses like the Aotearoa Surf School in Mangawhai, it means teaching in two different alert levels, with lessons taking place on both sides of the Auckland-Northland border. General Manager Shay Burnett joins me now. Kia ora, Shay.
Kia ora.
So tell us this, let's go with the alert level shift to 2. Must be good news on the Mangawhai side. Are you relieved about that?
Fantastic for us. I mean, 18 days ago, Northland was in level 3 and... Northland was in level 2 and Auckland was in level 3. And that switched whereby we could run lessons now in Auckland under level 3, step 1. And we couldn't do anything. In Mangawhai, we have our after-school surfing, our ladies-only surfing, surf lessons every day. And it's just switching back and forth and we're being nimble. And now that's great. Our after-school surfing next week is going to kick off. And, you know, of course, everything with the utmost health and safety in a safe manner.
How many of your customers would be Aucklanders?
Look, the majority of the population comes from Auckland. We have a big Auckland following that comes up to Te Arai. Te Arai is just in the Auckland region before going into Mangawhai. It's a fantastic East Coast surf break. And since level 3, step 1, you know, we've been operating great, safe lessons. I think we've done, since the 8th, we've probably done about 15 to 20 lessons. We had 2 today, 4 or 5 yesterday and the weekend. And yeah, it's been a breath of fresh air, being able to move, you know, safely outdoors in small groups.
So, Shay, what have you done? Have you divided your staff into bubbles, some on the Mangawhai side of the border and some on Auckland, or how have you got it to work for you?
Well, that's our biggest challenge, is travelling between regions. It's just not possible. We're not an essential service. We learnt from previous lockdowns and before the restrictions came in place, long time ago, you know, nearly a couple of months ago, we moved half of our surf school into and equipment and everything into Mangawhai. And the second those boundary restrictions came in place, half of our staff are already lived in Mangawhai. We've got 6 coaches there, another 6 or 7 coaches on the Auckland side. So we're simply running 2 businesses at once.
And, I mean, in terms of that, how hard has your business been hit? I mean, what percentage of turnover would you have managed to still get during this level 3, do you reckon?
It's hard to say. I would say we're 50% down. What happens now is we're actually, you know, we have a lot smaller lessons and we still have the same operating costs. So we're spread a lot thinner in regards to, you know, normally we would be able to bring all of those customers from Northland and Auckland together. But to be honest, this level 3 step 1 phase from the government is a good move and it has really opened it up for us. And now we're moving. Previously we were going backwards. So very, very happy with these changes. And to be honest, Aucklanders are happy too. The phone is off the hook with people that want to get out and do things, you know, do some outdoor activities, you know, fitness in a safe manner. We've put a lot of practices in place, you know, from coach screening, health screening, 2 meter distancing, you know, big cleaning resumes. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
And Shay, what are your expectations for summer? Is it going to be a good one?
I reckon it is. I think that the government have only one step forward, and I think we should all come together. You know, we've got to get moving. The only way we're going to get moving is to work together and do things safely and just step through it, you know, one day at a time. And everyone get out there, get vaccinated, and let's get New Zealand back on the map.
Good to talk to you, Shay. That's Shay Burnett, who is the general manager of the Aotearoa Surf School in Mangawhai. As you heard there, they're operating business, well, they're split into two bubbles. So they're operating on the Auckland side and the Northland side. Mangawhai moves down alert levels 11:59 p.m. tomorrow evening. They're going down to two. Auckland side stays where it is.